economy keeps chugging along despite Washington's roadblocks.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day, and we will start with the numbers. Stocks are higher at the open this morning. The Dow up 46 points, 0.3% at 14,300. The NASDAQ up 0.1% right now, and the S&P 500 up 0.25%. And that Dow number is yet another high for the Dow on the heels of an employment report from the payroll processing company ADP this morning. It said that private employers added 198,000 jobs last month. That was better than expected. And it's good news ahead of Friday's February jobs report from the Labor Department. For more, we're joined live by David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist with J.P. Morgan Funds. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, David, I know that ADP is not always the best predictor of the government's employment report, which we'll get on Friday, but still, it seems like pretty good news despite the fiscal cliff and the sequester.
Yes, it is. I mean, the ADP report, as you say, is not that reliable, but if you add that to evidence from unemployment claims, from consumer confidence surveys, from the ISM surveys, all of it does suggest that jobs are still growing, and in fact, the economy overall is growing. We are weathering the worst that Washington can throw at us right now.
I mean, even though we had a payroll tax increase and everything else.
Well, that's right. But I think we've got to realize how much people had pulled back a few years ago. And there's a lot of pent-up demand. And there's also a big increase in wealth. I mean, this big run up in the stock market, combined with a big increase that we're now beginning to see in home prices, that is making people feel a little bit more wealthy. And I think that is allowing people to spend a little bit more.
Well, let's talk about that record for the Dow, because I have to say there's been a lot of skepticism about just how much that actually reflects the real economy. What do you think?
Well, I think it's important. When you're talking about the stock market, you don't need to look at the whole real economy. You've just got to look at two things, interest rates and earnings. And what we're seeing is an economy which is not doing great, but it's doing well enough to generate good growth in earnings. And also, we've got these extraordinarily low interest rates. And so while in absolute terms the stock market isn't that cheap, relative to interest rates, relative to the alternative in bonds and cash, the market is cheap. And I think that's really what's been pushing the market higher.
Does it signal that corporate America is doing well, do you think?
Corporate America has done much better throughout this recovery. I mean, this kind of moderate climate is actually a very good one to grow corporate profits in, because you get some revenue increase, but you're able to hold down your interest costs and you're able to hold down your wage costs because unemployment's still high. So this has actually been a pretty good period in which to grow corporate profits, and I think the stock market does reflect that.
David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist with J.P. Morgan Funds, thank you so much.
Anytime.